Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sponsoring this week on Staying Relevant is Hinge. I am very, very excited about this one, Samuel.
Oh, Hinge, the dating app designed to be deleted. It is very up your street, to be fair.
There is an opportunity for you to be involved, though, Sam.
Any excuse to meddle in your love life. I love it.
With voice prompt, my best friends take on why you should date me. You can actually lean on your friends to hype you up to potential matches. Try not to get too excited, Sam.
I would be the best hype man for you. I would. I'd talk about your smell and then move on to how you always take care of anyone in your group on a night out and also how you bring little snacks in your briefcase. They're very endearing qualities.
Wow. Just wow, Sam. As we found out there, it's not easy to see your own green flags, especially if you're humble and self-deprecating like me. Add that to your list, Samuel. But it is easy for your friends to do so on your behalf.
Now, I'm glad you like my suggestion, Peter, and download the dating app Hinge and try its voice prompts today.
Welcome to Staying Relevant, the podcast with the King of the Jungle, Sam Thompson, and Pete Hairy Wicks, who used to be on Towering. I am going to be swearing if you don't like that. Go f*** yourself. I am not drinking because I had enough last night and I'm still feeling the effects. This is the bonus episode, so this is now Thursday, which means that you can watch this on YouTube on Sunday. You can also watch Monday's main episode on YouTube tomorrow, which is Friday, because you can listen to us on a Monday and Thursday and watch us on a Friday and Sunday. So that is Monday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat and YouTube. Staying Relevant Podcast. Rate, review, do all that crap, blah blah blah. If you don't get that, then oh, you silly billy. But because this is the bonus episode, we'd like you to write into us. So if you've got stories for us, or if you've got things you want us to discuss, if you've got advice that you want, make sure it's good.
So who's taking this one down?
Do you want to do one or two? Just pick. Don't look.
Okay, I'll do one.
All right, you do the first one
because it's from Rachel.
What fucking difference does that make?
Well, I don't know. I like the name Rachel.
Oh, all right.
So this is from Rachel, and it starts really, really nicely. Keep doing what you do. I like it. Lots. Anyway, the main reason for my email is to query something. Whilst trying to work out how you do a review, as requested about a million times on every one of your podcasts, I found myself on your Staying Relevant Insta page. You follow 8 people. I know where this is going. 7 of whom I think I get the backstory for. But I just... Yes! But I just wanted to know why you've chosen for Sean Williamson to be number 8. Have I missed an epic Barry story? I really hope so. And if so, can you retell it or are you just random as fuck? Either way, I would love to know. Much like Pete, I'm clearly dog shit at technology and failed miserably at a review. So please accept this email as my attempt to blow smoke up your asses and tell you how funny, down to earth and relatable you both are. Thank you. Lastly, congratulations to you both for staying relevant. Well, pissed off tickets are sold out for your tour, but my fault for being late to the party, I guess. If Barry's coming along with the comp VIP ticket, maybe he needs a plus one. If so, let him know I'm game. Can I just say something? This is a round of applause for what a brilliant letter that is from Rachel. First of all, thank you so much. I can't tell you, and it does. Don't be all mean and moody to this. It means the fucking world when people say they like this podcast and they enjoy it. The world. So thank you for that. And secondly, the most important part about that is Barry. Because there genuinely has been discussions about this since the moment we started the podcast. Peter James Wicks, take us away.
I'm actually not overly happy with some of the accounts we follow at the minute, if I'm honest with you. The only one that I think we should be following is Sean, aka Barry, because I love him. I don't know what it is or why, but I love him. And for those of you who don't know, I have met Sean, aka Barry. He now does a fabulous tour across the country of Barry-oke, where he goes to different venues and pubs and he sings karaoke. And it's honestly so much fun. I'm actually going to one in March with Ellen, my manager. But I just think he's the epitome of staying relevant, based on the fact that he was on a soap years and years ago as Barry, which is what everyone calls him, and then has done extras and all sorts of things as kind of the joke staying relevant type thing. And he's just a really lovely man. So that's why we follow Barry.
So,
and also, he's a fabulous singer. And if you get a chance to see him perform, then be prepared for something special.
Oh, Peter, don't. You're going to...
Because he is a very good singer and performer. And yeah, genuinely, I actually...
He would sound great in venues.
Yeah, but that is genuinely the reason. As I just like, obviously I have met him and he's just really, really nice. But also, I think he's like actually iconic.
He is. Barry's
from EastEnders is iconic. When your character is the only thing people know you by, it's basically iconic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? It's like, what's the Potter kid?
Oh, yeah, Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah, he's always going to be Potter, isn't he?
So there is. We actually, when we first started this podcast, we really struggled to get guests.
We wanted Barry.
Yeah, well, we wanted a lot of people. And we got knocked back by every single guest we went for. I would love to see what would happen now, actually. I'd really love to know whether they'd probably still knock us back, to be fair. But I don't know. We aimed high, and some of the messages back were absolutely hilarious. I think one of them was, I'm not even going to pass this on to my clients, but love it what you guys are doing, which I thought was honestly quite brilliant.
I think that one was actually, personally, love you. Professionally, it's a no.
Yeah, yeah. But we said to ourselves, maybe we should ask Sean Williamson, we should get Barry on. And do you know what? We were like, we're going to follow him on Instagram. And he's going to be the guy that we follow, and hopefully he'll come on our podcast. And then we just never followed it up. And yeah. Barry is now the only one we follow.
No, he's not, because we now follow 8 people. And I think we've been a little bit tap happy with that.
Have we?
Yeah. And I'll tell you why. Obviously, we follow you and I.
Yeah.
And that is because we do this.
Yeah.
Sam T. Footy is like,
oh, you don't need that. That no, come off the bat.
That always, just in case, because it's very rare. It's sort of like it's a little bit like a total eclipse. It comes very rare, but everyone must see it when it's there. So when you do post on that, it's always fun. And we just obviously don't want to miss out on that, because it's something that the world needs to see.
Whenever I do my little football lives, I see a little Pete Wicks icon pop up, and he literally just mugs me off for the whole thing. And I've got like 100 people who watch like my lives sometimes. If Chelsea have lost, I get really annoyed and I do these football lives. And people are like, we're talking about football. I just see ding. And I go, fuck, it's Pete. He just tears me apart to the point where I had to block him.
But there's a couple of people. So we've got Tony Bellew we follow.
Oh, you got Tony B?
And Marvin. Now, I love both Tony and Marvin, but why are we following them?
They've got to bring something to the table.
And they haven't bought fuck all.
Yeah.
I have not seen a Marvin or Tony-shaped fucking arse in this sofa. So we shouldn't be following them. In fact, unfollow them.
Well, actually, we might have to keep following them, because things might have been arranged.
Yes, I have heard that. So that's when we will follow them.
Tony called me actually this week, and I just couldn't. I was doing something, I couldn't pick it up. Yeah. Wow. I know.
Showments, I did say.
No, I've spoken to him many a time.
I did say it wouldn't last. So, yeah, so that's the Barry story.
But he's just iconic. And we on this podcast, we love him, because I sometimes feel like, and I hope Sean doesn't feel like we're mugging him off here, but we feel like if a person was going to be us and symbolise us staying relevant, I think it's Barry.
I think you should probably stop talking now, because when you start something with, I hope they don't feel like I'm mugging them off, and we spend the entire time saying that we are the bottom of the bottom, Barry is very much like us. I imagine that sounds like...
But you know, I've done Big Brother with Barry.
What?
Yeah, did you not know this? I know him really well. Pete's absolutely shook. Bro, I thought I told you this.
What?
Yeah, mate, I know him really well. We spent like...
I've met him once. Why did you let me sit there and go, he's a really lovely man? I've obviously met him.
We spent 6 weeks together.
Him. What?
Yeah, I even did that really iconic scene with him where he gets pushed off the cliff by that woman he's marrying.
Janine!
Yeah, Janine! And she's like, I don't love you anymore. And he's like, Janine, please. And she goes, no. And she pushes him off the rock. I did that. I recreated that scene.
Because I remember watching the tears, because Pat was still married to Roy at the time.
Oh, my God.
He used to own the car lot. It was just before, yeah. It was a lot.
Barry's he's the loveliest bloke in the world.
Why don't you call him Sean then?
Because it's Barry, isn't it?
Because everyone just calls him Barry.
Yeah, it's just Barry.
Fuck, I didn't realise that. That's pretty special.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go. So that's why we follow Barry, because Sam
we
and him...
love him.
Yeah, Sam and him were roomies. We've got a listener letter from someone that writes in quite a lot, goes by the name of Anonymous. Production have redacted some of this because it's quite explicit. However, I'm going to try and read between the lines and give you the explicit version, because redacting is for fucking idiots. Hi, Sam and Pete. I am a girl, and one of my best friends is a guy. Although he is now in a relationship with a lovely girl, he was dating for a couple of years before he met her, and he told me the weirdest sex story, which made me crack up. He met a girl on Tinder, and after a few successful dates, he took her back to his place where things started hotting up in the bedroom. Halfway through, much to my friend's confusion, she climbed on top of him and started slapping his face and aggressively shouting the words, "Think of someone you hate, dickhead."
What?
She kept saying it repeatedly while slapping him. My friend said he doesn't really hate anyone, so didn't know what to say. So he just panicked and said, "Politicians."
And that's so jokes.
And lay there paralysed until she jumped off. Needless to say, they didn't see each other again. And I think my friend is still traumatised.
Politicians!
That's one of the... See, these are the letters that I like.
Oh, I love that, man. What a legend.
Sam, have you have you ever experienced anything like that?
I haven't, but so I've got a really, really good view of what I think has happened here, and it's really tickled me. I can just imagine him lying on the bed, just going, "Politicians."
What?
Not even a name.
I mean, it's really odd, isn't it? But
it's like slapping me. Hey, fucking what? Parking enforcers. Parking enforcers.
Messy eaters. Yeah. Crumbs in bed. Do you know what I mean?
Well, now you know what Pete... Actually, that's one of Pete's icks, clearly, because he just used two of
fucking
them.
Fucking hate it. So that's never happened to you, no?
Never. That's really funny.
Can I ask you?
You say that like that's happened to you.
No, that's not happened to me. No. No. All the slapping shit has. Yeah,
all right, so Pete, I'm slapping you, right?
Do you want to reenact it?
Yeah, go on. So I'm slapping you.
All right, well, I'm going to slap you, though.
No, I'm slapping you. The whole point is, what are you saying? Ah!
What, think of someone you hate?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sam Thompson.
No, shut up. Right into that. Say my name when you're having sex, Pete.
But what I don't get about that story is, listen, if people want to, you know, get a bit rough and whatever else, that's great. Why does it matter to her that he's shouting someone that he hates? Even if he didn't say politicians, he went, "David Mulroy." What is that doing for her?
David Mulroy!
I don't know, I just made
it up. Fuck is David Mulroy?
But I've just made it up. But do you know what I mean, though? What difference does it make if he says anything he fucking hates? Because that doesn't relate to her.
That's really...
You see what I'm saying?
Pete, if that actually happened to you, would you actually say my name?
No, I'd say, what the fuck are you talking about? And then I'd go, well, who do you hate?
whilst getting slapped, well, who do you hate?
Yeah. The thing is, like, why didn't he go, what?
Because no. You don't want to ruin the vibe.
Well, I imagine politicians has probably ruined it quite well.
Yeah, but I would do this. I would just do whatever they wanted just to not ruin the vibe.
Fuck off.
I'm just happy I'm there. So like I'm just, if you want to slap me, I would just, I don't know what I'd say. Cockroaches. I just, anything just to keep the vibe going.
I really like the aggression she took with it. Think of someone you hate. Dickhead. That's probably my favourite bit. But yeah, I'm happy with that. What would you say if I am on top of you, right?
God.
And I'm there just fucking slapping your backhand in your face. Come on, tell me someone you hate, dickhead.
Do you know what I love about that? Peter's just visualised himself riding me.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know because I'm kind of the same as him. I don't really hate anyone.
So what would you think you would say?
If he was...
I'm ready. Who'd you hate? Tell me who you date, dickhead. Who'd you hate?
The problem is the pain and the panic. You don't have time to think. You're just getting slapped.
I imagine you'd come out with something really odd. That's what I mean, politicians is quite rogue, but I imagine you'd come out with something really fucking rogue.
Oh, God, what do you think I'd come out with?
I've got no, I'd like sort of...
Voldemort!
Do you know what? Harry Potter is his go-to, and it probably would be...
Umbridge. Professor Umbridge! Professor Umbridge! No, because then I couldn't climax, because I wouldn't be able to. Not Umbridge, mate.
So, because this is an interactive one, what we're going to do is we're going to put up on the back of this a question, I think, in the stories, and we want you to tell us what you hate and would happily shout out whilst being fucked.
I love that!
And then we're... Because I just want to see...
Don't say the podcast.
I love that one from Anonymous, and thank you for always writing in. You seem to do it quite regularly.
Thank you so much to listening to Staying Relevant, the bonus episode of Pete Wicks and myself, Sam Thompson. I've really enjoyed this massively. I really like the bonus episodes, but I think we're really finding our stride with them.
Yeah, they've really gone good.
Please do. We read all of the reviews, and actually we're going to start reading the reviews out on this very podcast, so leave us a review, as long as they're not too harsh. I was going to say we'll read the harsh ones out, but I don't want to incentivise you to leave harsh ones because you've got an all right star rating at the moment.
Sorry, can we just point out that Sam just suddenly, for a minute there, turned into a 70-year-old man. I don't want to incentivise you. Some old man.
Subscribe on YouTube. You can watch us every Friday and every Sunday. This bonus episode comes out on Friday. The main episode comes out on Sunday.
No, it doesn't. I will just do this So, every Monday is the main episode. Every Thursday is the bonus episode that you can listen to. Every Friday, the main episode you can watch on YouTube. And every Sunday, you can watch the bonus episode on YouTube. So that means it's Monday,
Thursday, Friday, Sunday.
Yeah, that's it. I think we're done now.
We love you guys. Thank you. What a lovely week it's been. What an amazing listenership you are. And bring on the next week and the live tour.
Insanity Group.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.